Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I understand the book A Boy Called Christmas is an incredibly popular one around this time of year, though, like so many people over the age of 12, I had to wait for the movie. This is not always a great idea, so often the charms of a book don't make it through the movie pitching process.
You may find this hard to believe, but long ago, nobody knew about Christmas. It started with a boy called Nicholas and a summons from the king.
I'm asking you to go to the very edges of our kingdom and bring back a spark of magic to give us hope.
The film version opens with Aunt Maggie Smith arriving to read a story to three children. They've decided to pass on Christmas this year after the death of their mother. Yes, I'm sorry, there are dark notes throughout this film, so you'd better buckle up.
It's a dangerous journey to Nilfell. Under the moon, past the sleeping giants, up the pointy mountain. We'll get there. I know we will.
Nicholas!
Why don't we go?
In the story, Nicholas's father takes up the offer of the king of a northern realm very like Finland. He has to find the village of the elves, Elfhelm. Left behind in the care of a wicked aunt, Nicholas escapes with his pet mouse, Mika.
I'm going to Elfhelm to find the elves, Mika, to bring some new hopes to the world. You ready, old friend?
Born ready.
You can talk.
And I can fly as well. No, just kidding. No mice can fly. That would be absurd.
That's Stephen Merchant on comedy sidekick voice duty. In fact, the whole film is littered with celebrity guest stars, some more happily cast than others. Maggie Smith is rather better as a kindly aunt than Kristen Wiig is as a nasty one. Still, it's always nice to see Toby Jones, possibly typecast as an elf.
He's a human. Will he eat us?
Where am I? There's nothing here.
To see something, you must believe in it. Really believe.
Now, you may have spotted the various elements of A Boy Called Christmas trending in a definite direction. Finland and snow, elves making toys in a magical workshop, a reindeer with a propensity for flying, a hero called Nicholas, for goodness sake. Do you want me to draw you a Christmas card?
Elfhelm. It's incredible.
I'm going to be honest, kid. I did not see this one working out for us.
What is this?
This is a Christmas party.
This Cake City? No idea what this Christmas thing is, but I love it.
But as hinted before, it's not all sweetness and light. And I don't just mean a wicked, or at least deeply conflicted, witch, played by, of all people, the usually chirpy Sally Hawkins. I love Sally, yes, even after Lovebirds a few years ago, but I think this might be a witch too far.
Who is that?
I'm Nicholas.
No humans can ever be brought here.
Do not let him escape!
No, we're doomed.
But although we've been prepared from the start to get ready for some fatalities in A Boy Called Christmas, it's not the same as actually seeing them. Handling light and darkness in a family fantasy is harder to pull off than it looks, Roald Dahl or no Roald Dahl.
The king asked for hope.
Could you make more?
Lots more. And we haven't much time.
And I haven't much cheese.
Come on, Blitzen! There's magic in you!
The aim is not to terrify your young audience, but to elicit a few tears from them. Tears that dry when the triumphant ending arrives. Or not, of course. No spoilers here. Though one look at the colourful poster, complete with jingle bells, cute animals and a red hat, and it's pretty obvious this will reach full ho-ho-ho before it's over.
Magic is real!
Nicholas showed the world anything can happen.
A Boy Called Christmas was the work of director Gil Keenan, whose background is more scary movies like Poltergeist, and Ol Parker, who wrote The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, which was pretty good, and The Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, that was less so. This is a bit of a curate's egg with good bits, Maggie Smith and Jim Broadbent, colliding with less good bits. Frankly, Stephen Merchant's talking mouse looked added on in editing.
It's just one day a year. What shall we call it?
Nicholas and Mika the Talking Mouse Day.
Any other ideas?
This is one for people who want their fair share of Christmas fare on this rather compromised version of the holiday season. The good news is that it's a mere hour and a half long. The bad news is it feels every bit of it, particularly if you forgot to bring mince pies with you. A word to the wise.